Thank God, and may he come in his own way to bring us a word of encouragement. Our own Pastor Herman Pickens.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend. See, the young people are going to the rear. You're welcome to be in the back for training. We thank God for our youth ministry and those that sacrifice themselves to make sure that the young people are not neglected. And we thank God for you. Thank God that you came to the house of worship today.
All right.
And pray that God will just allow our ears to be open to receive what he sends. So we give all praises to God today. We give honor to these co-laborers in the ministry, so effective for the Lord, Reverend Mariama Smith, Reverend Brian Williams is here. I'm missing Reverend Haddock is here today. And then all the saints, each one of you, we're grateful to our First Lady in the ministry, Sister Judy Pickens.
Amen.
Always glad. I miss her when she's not here. And we don't even know what the deacons are doing. But we're grateful for the work that they do. And every saint, may God bless you. Those who sing, play instruments, serve at the door. Now, at the end of this sermon, we're going to have an open house where we're going to review and see who's ready to serve in different capacities. Amen.
Right.
So don't y'all leave now. I know you have your Bible. If you look with me today, we were talking earlier today, the ministers come, and we train together because we want to be the best we can be in being servants for God. But one thing came up, with technology being the way it is now, a lot of you, like myself, you may have your Bible on your phone. Nothing wrong with using it on your phone, but let's not forget our Bibles, amen,
you know why?
So that we can study, because it's not quite the same. So we thank God that we all will pay heed to that. I want you to look with me in the book of Psalm today. Now, Psalm is singular. It's not plural in the Bible.
Amen.
But look with me in the book of Psalm, and we're gonna chat for a while. So in the book of Psalm, if you turn to Psalm 150, very last psalm, and we're going to read some of these verses. There are six verses there. We'll read them together. Now, anybody need assistance with the Bible? You want to look on with someone, just ask your neighbor. They'd be happy to share the Bible with you, of course. Psalm 150. Anybody need more time to find it? Will you say wait? Okay. I'm going to read from New American Standard Bible today, Psalm 150, begin in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with string instrument and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Will you say amen? If anybody have any questions about whether church ought to be excited and loud, this scripture will answer it for us. Amen. Down the street, they may do it differently, but right here, we want to praise God. Lift up holy hands and just allow God to work with us. Amen. Thank you. We may be seated. We're going to talk this morning from this set of scriptures using this subject, something worth celebrating. Something worth celebrating. And as we look at these scriptures, here are three things that we'll focus on from the scriptures. Who do we celebrate? question, who do we celebrate? Secondly, where do we celebrate? And thirdly, what's involved in the celebration? You know why we ask the young people to come together and to train? Because if you start early, you can be stronger for the Lord. But the reality is, whether I've been in church 50 years or 50 days, God still respects that I've come to him. And he has a place for us and work for all of us to do. Amen? So look with me here as we talk about who do we celebrate. This scripture, this psalm, you know, you probably know that the book of Psalm is a collection of pieces that were put to music, and where they would sing and be joyous for the Lord. God never intended for us to sit with our arms crossed, our legs crossed, and say, "Preacher, make me happy." That's not what worship is about. And we all know that, but sometimes we may get caught up being concerned about what our neighbor think. You know, if I'm sitting in church and I wave my hand, they may think I'm a zealot. All right. They may think I'm a book-toting Christian.
All right.
That I don't believe anybody else can be as excited. God just wants our best. Uh-huh. He wants our worship. Because what I found, and I know you know this to be true, the ushers can't praise God for you. Would somebody say amen?
Amen.
Choir members can't praise God for you. Now, I can get excited when they're singing a Zion song, just like you can. But it's got to be about what we put into worship. Something worth celebrating. There are a lot of things in the world that people focus on, and some they deem to be worth celebration. I remember the first time I saw somebody doing a praise dance. He was doing this spinning on his head, break dancing. Yeah. Now I was impressed because I knew I couldn't do it. But some people get so excited about those things because there are different things that are worth celebrating. Everything is not listed on paper somewhere. You and I have to decide in our life what's worth celebrating. Well, I can tell you without doubt that God is worth celebrating. He's been good. He's worth celebrating. And so as we look at what the scripture says, who do we celebrate? We celebrate God. Holy God, righteous God, mighty God. This song of praise 150 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary." Now, the way that we look at sanctuary, that's here. Is that right? That's one place. We praise God here. But when we leave here, shouldn't we continue to praise God? Because his sanctuary is really everywhere. We ought to pray. We cannot be embarrassed and bashful about praising God. If I'm bashful about praising God and I don't want my coworker to know that I praise God, I got a problem. It's not God's problem. I got a problem. And so he says, praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. We do recognize that this whole world belongs to God. They can talk about all the black holes that they want. I know somebody who knows where every black hole is because he created it. And see, we don't believe it's a mystery when, and there's nothing wrong with science and scientists. We want to encourage them because they bring us a lot of good things through what God gives them. But in the end, it's about God. It's not about the next discovery that scientists will make.
That's right.
It's so funny that it has taken some people a long time, but people have found out that man and woman cannot create another man or woman.
Right.
Now, I mean, we can have children. But, you know, we're not the one who create the children.
That's right.
That's all in God's hand.
Right.
His expanse. And then the scriptures go and say, praise him for his mighty deeds. Do people really recognize what God does for them? Do people recognize when God opens a door that nobody else could open? And the good thing is when God opens it, nobody else can close it.
That's right.
Will you say amen? He said, recognize him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now, we talk about who do we celebrate, but where do we celebrate? Ought to be everywhere. Somebody already got the message. Ought to be everywhere. When I go to my workplace, I want people to know, when I was working every day, I wanted people to know I serve God. I can appreciate the rules and regulations that you got, but in the end, don't tell me to do something that's against the Bible. And when they came to understand that, then the people would say, now he's a pastor, he's a preacher. And they let them know that to what they were trying to say is he's honest. But listen, think about this. Somebody come up to you and say, if they say to you, this is something I want to tell you, and I want to be truthful with you. What would you think? What have you been all these other times? Should it be a question as to whether we're true? Then let me tell you the truth now. I don't want to fool you. Well, that person needs some coaching, needs some training. Because God wants us to be the same all the time. When we in church, it's good to celebrate and let God know that we love him. But it can't be just at church.
That's it.
It's got to be in my workplace. It's got to be where I shop. It's got to be in my home that God wants us to celebrate. Because he's somebody worth celebrating. So where do we celebrate? Ought to be everywhere. Now, I'm not telling anybody take your Bible with you all up and down the street. I've known some people like this, real Bible toters, and felt like nobody else knew the Bible but them.
All
right. Hit you over the head with it. That's not what God is looking for. God wants us to have it in us to share with others. Amen? And so he wants us to know where we celebrate. And then what's involved in the celebration?
All right.
It's easy to say that at church, we ought to be excited for God. We kind of take that for granted. And then we recognize, yeah, it ought to go beyond church because there's more involved than just that. But it's our everyday activity where God wants us to show our light. Our everyday activity. If you find somebody or you know somebody and they're always grumpy, everything's negative. Never a good word to say about anybody.
Right.
Invite them to Sunday school. Right. Now, if you can invite them to Sunday school, help me somebody. Yeah. You. I feel like I can close the Bible now. Because that's what it's all about. We each one of us ought to be active for God.
Right.
We don't want to wait for our friends and our brothers and our sisters to be excited about God. We ought to be excited. Because let me share this with you. And I know this is not a news flash, but God is good.
Yeah. All right. Oh, okay.
Does anybody believe it? God is good. And so when he put all these scriptures together, it wasn't just so we could memorize them. And many of us know a lot of scriptures that we know by heart. But it's about living the scripture. Living the scripture. That's what God's looking for. That's one thing I've always loved about this church, is a church with friendly people. Never will forget how people wrapped their arms around us and invited us in. They didn't know us, but you knew you were welcome. And that's the way we want to be as a church right now. When people come in, is that right? People come in, it ought to be automatic that we wrap our arms around people and let them know that they're welcome, because God can use any of us if we allow him to use us. He is a mighty, mighty good God. And as we talk about this scripture, the scripture is so lovely. This Bible, we're talking with the ministers this morning, and I was just sharing, there's so much exciting about the Bible if we take time to study it. And nothing wrong with the great books, great works of the world. There are some things you ought to just read and know what this writer said, you know, from 200 years ago. But nothing compares to the Bible. Nothing as powerful as the Bible. So what's involved in the celebration? As we celebrate God and worship together, we ought to all be willing to say amen.
Amen.
Now, we can't say amen. Remember, amen is confirmation that what the speaker's saying is true.
Amen.
We can't confirm what we don't know.
That's right.
We got to get in that Bible.
That's right.
And study it.
And
read, and then we'd be shocked to find out that God already knows what we need.
Oh, yeah.
He'll give us what we need. And if we'll be faithful, do you know God is a rewarder of faithfulness?
Yes.
Does anybody believe it?
Yes.
He is a rewarder of faithfulness.
Amen.
And so if we will be close to God, if we will learn to worship God, and we'll celebrate him at all times, we can throw those depression pills away. Somebody ought to say amen. Because I contend people are depressed because they don't know God. Won't get close enough to God. Now, somebody may believe that only a doctor can take care of your needs. But here's my first news flash. I know a doctor. I don't know what medical school he finished at.
All right.
But I found out he knew medicine before there was a medical school.
All right.
He's a way maker.
Yeah.
He's a problem solver.
Yeah.
Somebody might not need a problem solver, but I needed some problem solved over my lifetime. He's a problem solver.
Yeah.
He is a burden bearer.
Yeah.
I wonder if I got anybody here who's ever had a burden.
Oh,
and you had to turn it over to God so that he could handle your burden. He is a burden bearer. That's why he gives us this scripture in Psalm, so we never feel that we're out there by ourselves. Now, I hope you've never been a person who's been lonely or down. But the truth is, from time to time, it may creep into your life. It might creep into my life. But if I know Jesus, if I give Jesus that opportunity to stir the pot, to show me what I need to do, then I don't have to worry about the little blue pill or the green pill or the red pill. I can send it back and say, give it to somebody else, because I don't need it, because I got somebody who can handle my situation. Do you believe that God is good? Do you believe that God is holy? Do you believe that God is righteous? Do you believe that God is a way maker? Don't fool me now. Listen, if you believe God is real, just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. You believe he is real. Now, I want you to take that one step to go a little further. If you believe he is real, I want you to stand up for him. Oh, I wonder if you'll stand up. Will you stand on your feet? Because God is holy. Mighty. He is a wheel in a wheel. He is the rose of Sharon. He is our bright and morning star. God is. God is. I can't tell you how good God has been. But I know that if you just call on him, he is available. So I want God to hear me. Lord. Lord. Lord, our mighty God, Lord, will you have mercy on a sinner like me? So let me touch on this for you. Do you recognize that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? But the good news is God already knows where we come up short, and he is a forgiving God. Is anybody glad? Are you glad?
Yes.
Are you glad that he is a forgiving God?
Yes.
Give your hand. Give a hand to a holy God. Give a hand to a loving God. I know that God is real. Just like you know that God is real. Somebody asked the question, preacher, how do you know? Have you ever seen him face to face? Well, if I have, I just love that he worked the way he did. And if I've never seen him face to face, I know he's real. Because he's real. in my soul.
Yes.
I'm looking for a witness now. I'm looking for a witness. I'm looking for a witness. Is he real? Is he real in your soul? If he's real in your soul, we are all going to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to a holy God. God is available. He's available. And he's worth celebrating. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nobody tell you God is not real. You allow him to be real in your soul. And your life and my life will be better. So we're here to praise him. We're here to worship. Lift up holy hands. Thank you, God, for the saints that are gathered. Thank you, God, for the ones that may have questions that you will answer for them, Lord. Because one day, we won't be at the church house. One day, we won't be singing from songbooks. Won't be preaching from an open Bible. But the good news is, God has prepared a place for his people. Question we have to ask ourselves, am I his people? If the answer is no, don't leave here today without accepting Jesus Christ. And then we need a place to call home. We need a worship center. We need a place where we can get on fire because the deacon's on fire, because the usher's on fire, because the singer's on fire, where we can grow with them and they can grow with us. Because when that day comes, and it is coming for everybody, we got to be right with God. We can't fake it. Can't fool him. Because it's about our heart, not about our head. Somebody help me give God a hand clap of praise. Help me give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, for who you are. Our deacon's going to come. Our deacons come and stand. Our ministers are standing. Our ushers are standing. But if you are ready for a change in your life, we ask you to come and join us here in fellowship. Come and be part of what Pilgrim Branch is, because Pilgrim Branch has a place for everybody who wants to work. Is there one here who will come? You don't have a church home. You've been thinking about it, but you hadn't been ready yet. My question would be, what are we waiting for? Will you come? Is there one?
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."